It's September 25th, 2009. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Venture capitalist Warren Hellman announced he will be bankrolling a new nonprofit local news startup in the San Francisco Bay Area in partnership with public media outlet KQED and the UC Berkeley School of Journalism. The startup has no formal name, no web domain, or any lead editors or publishers, but it does have $5 million from Hellman to hire a couple dozen professional journalists who will work with 120 unpaid students from UC. It's now dubbed the Bay Area News Project, and is similar to national nonprofit ProPublica, also funded by deep-pocketed donors. The San Francisco Bay Guardian reported that Hellman first approached Hearst executives about working together. Hearst owns the local San Francisco Chronicle newspaper. But those talks fell apart, and now Hellman is in discussions with the New York Times on an alliance, as the Times is developing a local edition of its paper for the Bay Area. SpotUs's David Cohen wrote an open letter to Hellman saying he should hire people who think web first. Not everyone was thrilled with the nonprofit startup. Robert Gammon with the East Bay Express thinks the idea has merit, but quote, using what amounts to slave labor to make it happen is bad for journalism, end quote. In other news, the Obama administration's new FCC chairman, Julius Genachowski, gave a speech recently detailing how he would make the net neutrality principles into rules and extend them to wireless carriers. For the past few years, there's been a debate over net neutrality, the idea that ISPs and telecom companies cannot control the sites that people visit on their networks, or throttle or slow traffic that they choose. The Bush administration had been cool to the idea of stringent rules protecting net neutrality, as had the telecom companies. Now, Genachowski is showing just how much of a departure the Obama administration would make, promising a new rule that would prohibit carriers from discriminating against any legal web traffic and force them to be transparent about their rules. Chris O'Brien of the San Jose Mercury News wrote that Genachowski should be applauded for hanging tough and doing the right thing. At first, six Senate Republicans planned an amendment to fight the net neutrality rules, but backed down when Genachowski contacted them. The FCC will be holding a meeting on the rules on October 22nd. Now it's time for Just One Question. I interviewed DayLife CEO Upendra Chardanan about the aggregation platform's recent deal with Getty Images. I asked him where DayLife came down on the debate between publishers and aggregators.
We try to avoid it because we're sort of, in some ways, both sides, because we're actually helping publishers become aggregators themselves. So the same publishers who are, worried about them being aggregated by Google News, we actually help them aggregate content themselves, but do it in a much more integrated way. Mm-hmm. And we're at a point in time now when the New York Times is aggregating content. You say today is the Washington Post. So, when some of the biggest brands are going on aggregating content, the cat's kind of out of the bag.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, how do you deal with technology overload? Our last poll question was, what's the future of business magazines like Fortune and Business Week? Here's what people said. 50% said they can survive by mixing print and online well. 15% said they need to push community aspects of their sites. 12% said they have a chance to evolve into online-only sites. And 8% said they believe they will totally collapse into bankruptcy. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. If you're interested in getting a grant of up to $5 million from Knight, go to newschallenge.org and apply. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.